special meeting of the Board of Finance of the Town of Bolton to order. And we have present as members myself, Ross Lally. We have Rhea Klein from Board of Ed. Online, we have Ashley Phelan from Board of Ed. We have Amanda Gordon online from Board of Selectmen. We have Robert Mora present in the room. As you know, from Board of Selectmen, we also have Tyler Egner, who's another, you know, member at large, as you know, am I. And let's see who else we have here in the room. We have our CFO, Jill Collins, and our town administrator, Jim Rupert. And I think I have covered everybody, and I will ask for any public participation at this point. If anybody wishes to speak. And I'm not seeing any public in the room here at the town hall.
Oh, thank you.
All right. And Jim said no, Jim Lersch. So I will continue on with our agenda. And our first item is discussion. As everybody knows, our budget referendum failed again, this time by only 12 votes as opposed to 100 the last time and about 250 the previous times. So we have, made some improvements in, the vote as to getting closer to acceptance. It's kind of frustrating, that it was only, 12 votes. And I'm actually glad that it was at least 12, because if it was less than six and we still failed, we'd have had to do a recount and have that added expense to that. But in any case, we have to decide what is it that, we want to do. And I'll just tell you what I've been hearing from people. The people who are voting no, it's the same things. They think that it really hasn't changed. I spoke with about four or five people altogether, some at the polls, some, on the phone. And some just wanted to understand why they looked and said, mill rate going down four times and up. I explained, that it was a mistake. I apologize for any, inconveniences this caused them or confusion. And they seem to be good with that. They understand that, people just make mistakes occasionally, and we corrected it and admitted it. The other folks are still feeling as part of, they don't really understand. I explained to several of them, and they wanted us to change how we do things. And some of it we can't because it's the charter. And basically, they wanted to know why we didn't understand how our expenses were going to end up at the end of the year before we got there. So that was a big challenge. They said, "Well, why don't you give us a real number in May?" Was some of the in May when you first set the budget. And I see a couple of people shaking their heads, and I gave the answer is that because we don't know, because you still have like 2 months of the year to go by and things can happen. Well, then why did you give more back after the end of the year? Well, it's because the year's over and now we know exactly what we didn't spend. And then, well, why do you have money left over? And I said, because we have a small contingency fund. And we have to allow in our budget for things that, may happen, and it's better to prepare for them and not need them, need the monies for them, than it is to go and ask for more. So, I mean, it's the same stuff we've talked about. So I don't know if folks have heard any other observations they wanted to share. I don't know, Bob, Tyler, Rhea, anybody online. That's what I've heard.
I have a couple of observations of my own, though.
Yeah.
Appropriate?
Yeah.
Okay. Number one, we have already used up the last cut we made in extra referendums. I think, what are we up to, $25,000?
So referendum. We're like that. It's around six or so per referendum.
Okay, so 30. So we're down. So that's just an observation. People can, I guess, interpret that any way they want. The other thing is that we have 3,800 voters, registered voters in town. And how many voted? Like
1,200 roughly.
1,200? So that's an issue. And honestly, I've been getting all kinds of alerts to remind me to vote. I think Bolton's done a great job. I got calls, I got texts, I got everything. I got before, I got after, during the day. So I knew I had to vote yesterday, and so did everybody else, I think. Or how many people do we have on that?
On what?
On the
I think
emergency.
it's around 2,000 people are on the
2,000.
Everbird system.
So for anybody out there who doesn't get those calls, you can, in an emergency, a real emergency, it would be beneficial. So you can call town hall, I suppose, and get put on the list. Is that correct?
You can go to the town's website, and actually through a link on the website, you can sign up for
Oh.
those, either the Bolton Bulletin, which is also an informational way that we get information out, and the Everbridge system.
Okay, so I would recommend that everybody try that if you're not already signed up for these two venues. And if not, and if you're having trouble with the technology, just call town hall and have them walk you through it.
Absolutely.
So I think we should be having more voters. This is a town that, is a small town, but it's very easy to vote here. So you don't have to drive far, and there's early voting, there's absentee voting, there's all kinds of voting. I do think that if we had more voters, we would have passed this and saved a bunch of money. And we have had the discussion about the fact that we don't know what the costs are when we go through the first referendum in May. It's kind of early because of insurance costs, and we don't know what they're going to cost. Open enrollment doesn't happen in time for that first, when we first do the budget. So I think, we should look at the charter in the next coming charter revision, or if there's a way to, if there are amendment policies, I don't know, but I'm just offering that up as a let's investigate. But I think it's having it in May might be a little early. We did have a lot of, like, some money that we had no idea would be available to us. And we don't hide it. It just doesn't come in time for those first that first referendum. And I guess, oh, and one other thing, which I don't know if Kathy got my email, but what I did was, it was bothering me because I know we look at the mill rate and we look at the tax. We mostly look at the mill rate and say, well, that's raise in mill rate. But I went and I wanted to, like, compare a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom house. That's what I live in, so that's what I did. And I compared Bolton, Glastonbury, Vernon, and I included South Windsor. And so the value of homes, I'm sure you're not surprised, is the highest in Glastonbury. Vernon is the lowest, and Bolton and South Windsor are almost the same. It's $25,000 difference, with South Windsor having $25,000 more. The mill rates, and this was supposed to be on data from this year so far. For Bolton, it was at this point, I don't know, what is our mill rate now? Why are we sure?
The current mill, the
31.
well, the temporary mill rate's 31.
31.
31. But that's the temporary mill.
Correct. And whatever we set needs, yeah.
Okay. Well, at the time of this, Bolton was 32.74,
No.
Glastonbury was 32.83. Vernon was 33.39, and South Windsor was 35.61. But average taxes, okay, so this seems a little high because that's higher than, okay, let's take average payment was for Bolton was between $7,000 and $6,500 a year. Glastonbury was about the same. Vernon was less, like about $2,000 less. And South Windsor was $8,000 a year. So I don't think Bolton, when you look at the surrounding towns, and I don't think mill rate helps. You really have to look at what the average taxes paid are. I think that Bolton doesn't really stand out like a being so far out of what you would expect in other towns. I think people have the perception that we're paying so much more tax, but you have to consider what are other towns actually paying in taxes on a home like yours and what the difference is. And it's not that much. Thank you. Yeah. So I just thought that was a good way maybe to help me, because I thought it was important to look at surrounding towns.
And then if you could, when you're done, did you send this to the board?
I sent it to Kathy.
Okay. Because we need to make sure it just gets into the package since we're looking at it.
Okay.
So, that was good information. Thank you.
No, thank you, Rhea.
I did get a few comments, but it's the same comment that we've had before. We have a school population that dropped, and where, you know, why can't we reduce it significantly more? I said, well, because we are bound by state regulations, which limits that. And that's where we are at this. We are very close to that number. And I said, we have a new superintendent brought on, look at what's going on here, and to come up with, if you will, solutions to where we are in our process with our school system, the town of Bolton, to make it more efficient, more responsive, and to see if we can go forward and make it so that our taxpayers are more comfortable with where things are. With that said, that's nice, but how do we go, where do we go from here? And I did look at different things, but we're down to, as we said before, capital is where it is for a significant reason. Touching that is a disaster. I wouldn't touch it. I do think we can do a moderate reduction of 50,000, 15 town, 35 board of ed. That would, it's like everything else. Could you absorb it where and how? That's that depends on how you want to do it. But I think that's an item, an amount that can be absorbed, and it recognizes that public still wants a reduction, but a significant reduction, significant. We're talking 100,000 or more, is a negative, literally negative impact for whichever you use, be it the school or be it the town. And I think it'd be irresponsible for us to go that way.
And I'll share my opinions, which are the same as yours, Bob, is that I told some of the people who wanted further cuts, and they were talking, you know, they wanted to get back to what their taxes would have been last year, right, had the grand list been correct. So that would really be like another 500,000 or more that we need to cut.
Right.
95. So almost $1 million you want to get to. And I told them that when you want to start making cuts like that, that's going to be a substantial change to the services provided by, you know, the Board of Selectmen and the Board of Education. It means like you're talking about changing what programs are offered at the schools, the class sizes there. You're talking about, are the roads going to get maintained? Are we going to have state troopers? Are we going to have trash pickup? There's items that you have to have a dialogue with the public about before you do them so that they fully understand, what they're getting into in return for what they're asking. So I think there's a number of reasons just not to go there. And Tyler, any thoughts or Amanda or Ashley?
Yeah, oh.
Go on, Tyler.
Sorry. Yeah, so as far as feedback, I saw that there was people still wanting efficiencies, in the Board of Ed and the town. I think that pretty much that's what a lot of us have been seeing as well. And I did also just want to touch on the Everbridge part with the link on the website. I think it'd be good to maybe put that link or make just make it more available because I had forgot about that one. So I know other people obviously might have not heard of it, don't even know about it. So I think we can push that out, and that would be that can help make a difference in voter turnout. And in regards to what we're just talking about in getting, the amount of shots right to get back to that old mill rate. Yeah, going that far is, I agree, deeply irresponsible. And I will echo what Bob said. I actually had the same number, 50,000, across my mind this morning when I was just kind of thinking over things. But yeah, that's the comments and feedback that I want to share.
Okay, Ashley, you have your hand up.
Sure. So, a lot of the feedback that I've heard, and I also fully understand, so I can wrap my head around it, is the last reduction of 20,000. It wasn't even worth having a referendum. At the same time, it also goes to show that there weren't a lot of cross or opportunities to make a reduction. So I was hoping that it would kind of resonate with people that there are no other large areas to cut any further. But at the same time, I think people are looking for a larger cut. Generally speaking, the feedback has been we need to look for areas to be more efficient. Obviously, that takes some time. When we have upfront investments, for example, looking at our finance departments, it's more than just a 1 year, but they want that, and they also are looking for us to be harder in our kind of contract negotiations as well. So I know we have a number of contracts that are coming up for renewal, whether on the Board of Ed side, whether it's transportation or whether it's other union contracts. I do think that there are opportunities to kind of take a harder look at those. So could there be some opportunities there? I can't quantify it today, and I'm sure Dave can't, walking in as a new superintendent. However, those are probably the areas that I would look and push for. In terms of 50,000, is that a reasonable number? I think we could target yes. I think it has to be something substantial in order to get this budget passed. But that's just my perspective.
Thank you, Amanda.
Trying to find the unmute button. I'm on my phone. I'm hearing a lot of the same things. Again, I think there's a lot of misinformation, and so I'm already thinking about next year, even though I won't be on the board next year, how we can get some of the myth busters out earlier, and how we can get it out throughout the year. Someone asked why we couldn't send our contracts to referendum. And while contract negotiations are, executive session, right, they do get voted on in public. And I did let people know that these are publicly available documents that they are able to look at and provide us with feedback on. I think that what a lot of people don't consider is that when negotiating contracts, you also have to look at parity, right? You have to look at what your competition is like, what other municipalities are like, right? We need to be able to retain staff on both the town side and the Board of Ed side that are going to do a quality job, right? And that means having parity with other municipalities. And I don't think we are, by no means paying more in either the town side or the Board of Ed side than most towns, right? And I can say that, you know, those of us who do go into some of these negotiations are trying to weigh many, many different things when we have these conversations. But again, everything is publicly available for people to provide feedback on. And I agree with what most people are saying. It's efficiencies. It's cut the administration of the school system. Many people, despite how many times, you know, we've reiterated it, don't understand why you can't cut the Board of Ed budget below last year's amount. And so I've been repeating that ad nauseum online. I mean, I'm a little less inclined to make a cut at all. Honestly, I came into this thinking I wanted to cut a dollar. We lost by 12 votes, quite frankly. I think that we said last meeting that we were done making cuts. I think that to make a bigger cut than we made last meeting kind of shows us going back on our position. While I understand that $50,000 is not a lot, we drew a line in the sand, and I don't think we should cross that line. And so I would be in favor of a smaller than a $20,000 cut. That being said, I do understand where people are coming from with where you came up with that number. I just think we're at a point kind of where we need to toe the line because there's a lot of misinformation. We are the ones that are informed. We are the ones, and I'm not saying other people are not. A lot of people have gone out and informed themselves to a certain degree, right? But we were elected to make sure that we are being judicious with town money and meeting all of the statutory and moral obligations that the town has to residents, and that's what we're trying to do. And so I think that, you know, like I said, we drew a line in the sand, and I don't think we should cross it, but that's just me.
And I agree with you, Amanda. This is my own thoughts where I was coming in with thinking it should be a $1 cut. Because I think that if we go back on, go back and cut more, then, well, why are you doing that? You said that was the end of it. And so that's one part of it. And the other part of it is too, I asked the Board of Selectmen to, wearing my other hat as a registrar to reduce the voting hours. Because we did not allow for this many referenda, and they cost about $6,000 a pop. And by law, state law and by the town ordinances, we can have the voting be 12 noon to 8 p.m. instead of 8 a.m. to 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Because that'll save us $1,200 and over the course, and I want it for the rest of this fiscal year because I need to get back the money that we've already spent that was not budgeted for. So I really think, other departments besides mine are in the same boat. And I just, I'm not a voting member, but I just think that we should toe the line on, what is right for the town. And I don't think that further cuts are right for the town. And I think that we need to also have another meeting with the public, to get the word out, because I heard a lot of good feedback about that meeting that folks appreciated it. And it helped some of them change their minds. So those are my thoughts. I really don't want to go. I really wouldn't reduce it. I don't have a voting say in it, but that's my opinion.
Yeah,
I
Ross.
think
Oh, go ahead, Ria.
I just I didn't know I didn't come in here with a number, but I didn't want it to be much because we were able to come and get money left on our cuts through money that we were that were added to the budget from from items that we didn't know we had to insurance that we didn't have to spend as much for, and we had funds. We don't have anything new, do we? My knowledge, we don't have any new money that came in. So there is no new money at all.
Just the answer to your question was from Jill, who shook her head no.
No.
Our CFO says no, there are no additional funds, just to clarify.
Jill says there are no additional funds. So I think it should be small. I don't want to be disrespectful to the public and the people who voted no. But on the other hand, I think we have to be fiscally responsible for everybody in town, including those people who voted no. And so, I don't want it to be, I want it to be as small as possible.
So just to that point, I think we're going to be struggling on the 26 side for revenue, especially in the interest.
Say that again. Now.
We're going to be struggling for revenue to get as much as we've put in on the 26 side now without collecting any taxes as we're
so,
at 5 million. So.
Aren't they going out? I mean, aren't the bills going out?
We have to talk about that. So what Jill is saying, our CFO is saying, is that we're not getting the revenue in the time and the time that we expected to get it in, but from taxes. And because of that, we will not probably reach the amount of interest that we targeted in our budget, deliberations for for this budget. So we're already going to lose money. You're already going to lose revenue. So this is a problem to also take into account, in the budget.
When are the bills going out?
Tomorrow. They'll be available to pay online tomorrow. Real estate only, though.
Yeah, we should mention that last night the board.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
you didn't know the last other night discussions before. That we've been having, in the background around this. So, Bob.
Yeah. What the tax collector requested is that we put a postponement on the taxes for motor vehicle, personal properties.
Gotcha.
And
like the first half of supplemental.
The motor vehicle supplemental bills until such time as the budget is passed. And this way it'd only be one bill going out instead of splitting it, because the cost of doing that in the process is just cost ineffective. So the board voted to do just that. So based on that, what's going out is the our property tax bills, and they're going out today, right? Or
they'll be out in the mail tomorrow, and they'll be available to pay online tomorrow. But right. Like I said, real estate only. Jill wanted me to mention that supplemental motor vehicle bills is now twice a year versus just once in January.
Right.
So the first half of the purchases from October through April is going to go out in July. From this point forward, obviously, it's going to be pushed this year, but and then the second half in January.
Right.
So
that gives us a little more of a chance to get a little more interest than we would have.
Yeah.
In past years, but it's going to be tough to get.
Yeah.
To
so this again is a consequence of this whole budget process that yeah. People need to be aware of, is that there are adverse impacts to how we run the schools and the Board of Selectmen services because of the lack of revenue, because this is dragging on this long. And because you've asked us to cut budgets, then that means that certain things have to be done differently with the way we send out tax bills and such to keep our expenses down, because we don't currently are not going to have the revenue available to support doing the billing differently, the way we used to.
I think it's also, Mr. Chairman, I think it's also important to understand, for the public, we keep enough money in the bank that we don't have banking fees. We're at the point where we're going to start getting banking fees, which are going to add up pretty yeah. quickly.
So that it's also loss of revenue plus added expense right. from the bank.
Even though we've frozen our budgets and we're not doing anything that's, that we really can live without doing right now, the first quarter of the year is a very expensive quarter. It's when we pay the state troopers bill for the previous year, which is almost $300,000. It's when all of our insurances come due. It's a very, very expensive portion of the year. So we've spent our cash surpluses down, as Jill said, to $5 million. So we're at the point where we're going to start incurring fees from the banks on top of the lost revenue from the interest.
And Jill, do we know what the fees are yet?
No, we have no revenue.
And what was
it really does depend on what you have for a balance. And then, well, yeah, we have never experienced it before, so it could be costly.
Yeah.
Do we know what the difference is going to be in what we should have and what we won't have? Do we know what that?
I
was thinking maybe we could, like, suggest to anybody willing to pay their taxes and.
Well, they have to have them. So, there's a lot of people that will be paying them first. Because they're out there.
There's people that have reached out. They're anxious to pay their taxes.
Yeah.
Bolton taxpayers are really good about that. They're great about wanting to get their taxes paid as soon as they get their bill. So, that will be very helpful.
Yeah. They
make a plea. It will be very, very helpful this year.
Yeah, and I mean, and the interest loss is in the range of $35,000 to $40,000 a month, something in that area. So on top of that, you lose $35,000 to $40,000 a month in interest, and then you have the fees, which we have yet to determine. So this is part of why we're changing how we're billing folks. It's also why the registrar is asked to have the voting hours reduced, because there are consequences starting to happen from, you know, the process taking as long as it is, and from the amount of reductions being asked.
Mentioned in the past that she'd like this process to start a little later, budget referendums. Per the charter, we couldn't do that. Yes, you could. You know, revise the charter once the bridge, you can revise the charter. But there's a reason why it happens before May 21st. And Lori can share that with you because it is good. Go ahead.
Yeah. So,
and just so people know which Lori we're talking, it's Lori Bushnell, our tax collector.
So ideally, to have a mill rate before June 15th is the date. That we'd like to aim for, because we can get bills out by July 1st. So June 15th is like the date that we want to aim for a mill rate, right? So I've discussed this in the past. What I would like to see is to have four referendums lined up before that June 15th date, if at all possible, because that will ensure that we can get a bill out on time and not have these addendum bills and supplemental bills. And we've done that in the past for many, many, many years, and with a lot of success, and we've very rarely ever had to go past that process. But to go later, you won't be able to do that, obviously.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that would be my suggestion, because June 15th is the day.
So the problem is that we don't have adequate data on our costs that early. When that happened this year, it was noticeably different.
Yeah.
A month later, let's say. But there was money because of savings in insurance rates and open enrollment for insurance.
That also happened in past years. We just didn't need that information. And that money doesn't go away that we would have maybe didn't recognize this year because we've gone out so far. It's still going to end up in surplus the following year. But
they don't want to see that. People don't want to see that.
But just know that it's not going away. The money will, it's just which budget it shows up in.
Which I explained to some people as well, because that last $108,000 in change normally would have, if we weren't still continuing with the referendum, would have been used to reduce the next fiscal year's taxes. So I just said that there's a certain amount of money, you either use it now or later. We never keep it, you know, we never hide it anyplace. It's always used to reduce taxes. It's just, you want it now, great. It's just not going to be there next year. because this is a finite amount of funding and it's got to be accounted for.
Yeah, and in fact, it goes as part of the saving, the accounts that we earn interest on.
Yeah, and that's right. We also earn interest on it as we hold it. So that further helps to reduce what we need for tax money asked from the taxpayers, business and residential. It's a mess. But it's something, you know, that we, you know, we can work through as a team here. And I think, again, it's going to come down to what do we, today we have to just go on with what do we, you know, what do we feel is a reasonable rate? And I think, Jill, just to add into this, I think you and I also spoke that there's a limit to how long we can have a temporary mill rate, which I really pray we don't surpass.
Yeah, what happens after that, but we have 90 days to run on temporary budget. We're on temporary budget right now. Start July 1st.
July 1st when it should. Okay,
So we can't spend
60 days out. Yeah.
Any more right now than budgets allowed prior to.
Right.
What we're working on last year's budgets basically, and those are temporary budgets. I don't know what happens after the 90 days. I'm sure the state will work with but I don't know what happens after.
So basically we have July, August, September, and I hope we don't go through all those. I would like to settle this at the next referendum. You know, I want to settle it, but I also don't want to do it, you know, trade the future for just getting a quick deal for now.
Yep.
It's not worth it long term.
So
I just had a quick question. So that's not that 90 days that you just gave is not with regards to the temporary mill rate, it's with regards to operating on temporarily on last year's budget. And where is that set? Is that state statute? Is that in our charter?
It's a state statute.
Okay, thanks.
I thought that was about the mill rate, the temporary mill
rate. No, it's temporary budget.
So this is temporary budget.
Okay.
Which is supported by the temporary mill rate. So I guess what I would ask is I would entertain a motion that's somewhere between $1 and probably much lower than $50,000, right. You know, based on the fact that, you know, we said 20,000 was it. And it's going to cost like $5,000-$6,000 for another referendum. And people just need to be aware you're getting diminishing returns for what you're asking.
Yeah, I think the problem, though, is that I don't know if people will support it, though. So we'll just continue to.
Yeah,
that's the problem, is I think there has to be some level of reduction. I agree with the dollar in my heart of hearts. I do believe this is the budget. But how else to get this passed?
I mean, I'm looking at the gap, right? We cut the gap between the yes and the no significantly, right? It was over 100 last time. Ross, is that?
Yeah, it was. And last time it was about 100. Prior to that, it was 200 to 250, and we're down to 12.
Okay. Right. And we're seeing a lot, well, at least on social media, I'm seeing a lot more support for the budget, which we didn't see in previous referendums. Like a lot of people came out and said, vote yes, which I have not seen at all prior to this past referendum. And so I do think that there's a lot more people that are supporting it at this point. It's a get out the vote issue. Like we talked about earlier, 31% of the voting people coming out to vote is too small, and we need to somehow mobilize other folks to get out.
Yeah, I am worried about vacations, though, too.
Yes.
August 12th is the next referendum.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not married to the 50,000. However, I the $1 one, yeah, I guess emotionally, yeah, that would work. I don't think realistically it will. So I would consider to what we did last time, 20 grand, five and 15. That's my thought.
Yeah.
And I will bring my thought to a motion. that we reduce the Board of Selectmen's budget 5,000, the Board of Education budget 15,000.
So I have a motion made by Robert Mora to reduce the Board of Selectmen budget by $5,000 and the Board of Ed budget by $15,000. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Rhea.
And I may sound like a hypocrite because I said I wouldn't reduce it again, but I am a more pragmatic approach.
So any further discussion?
Yeah, and I would just say, I mean, it essentially is kind of zero. I know $20,000 is a lot of money, but at the same time, it's so inconsequential in the grand scheme of the overall budget. It is essentially keeping it flat, but it is, you know, something in the spirit of, you know, looking and chasing for, you know, some sort of cost savings. So I'm in support of the 20,000.
Yeah, let's see. Any other comments out there? Amanda, thoughts? Or Rodney, you got to unmute yourself.
Well, yeah, I had said earlier that I would be in support of anything that was 20,000 or less, and so I can get behind that.
Okay, Rodney.
So the 5,000 is for the town and 15 for the school. And as far
it's
as
all the, for the town, one is for the Board of Ed and one is for the Board of Education.
Yeah,
right. Okay, sorry about that. And the yeah. Board of Selectmen's budget also consumes the referendum cost, correct?
Yep.
So that's added on to the 5,000 that we have to take out of our budget. And then the whatever number it is for interest that we're not going to earn, which is probably running towards $20,000 with penalties, who knows what it is yet, but that comes out of the revenue, not the Board of Selectmen's budget, correct?
Right.
That's total revenue. Yep.
So that doesn't come out of the Board of Selectmen budget. Okay. All right. I was just making sure of that. So.
Yeah. And that's why I'd mentioned, I don't know if you heard that we, you know, with the request that, you know, to reduce the voting hours too, in recognition of the, you know, how we need to cut money.
Right. I saw that request. Yep. It'll be on the agenda. So, okay. That's what I was wanting to know. Thank you.
All right, Amanda, sorry.
Sorry, did you say something? The baby's up, so I got
to. Yeah, you were trying to speak before, and Rodney hadn't had a chance. I think I had him muted.
Oh, no, you're good. Thanks. I'm good.
All right. Anybody else?
I had a question. I don't know if anyone knows this off the top of their head, but like for like the demographics on the votes, like how many like out of town or out of state property owners either like a mail-in or you know active
we voting. Have about 15 or so who come in regularly for out of town.
Gotcha.
It's not a large number, yeah. But they're very consistent in coming in and voting. It's usually the same people. We always say hi. We sit there with a grand list, verify, you know, their property values and get their ID and so forth. And yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that was all. I was just curious on that. But it's a
yep. No, they're very interested in their taxes. Don't know which way they vote, but
I would suspect they come in. Out of the percentage of all the out-of-state property owners, that's a very
low. Well, some of them are not out-of-state, some are out-of-town.
Out-of-town,
some are out-of-state, some are out-of-town.
Gotcha, okay.
And some are planning to move into the property that they own here currently, too. Okay. Anything else, Mr. Rupert?
I think you've hit all of the high points today.
Mr. Caruso? Any thoughts? Don't want to leave you sitting over there.
No, I appreciate it. I've really appreciated the conversations in all these meetings and the thought and consideration that this committee puts into being as fiscally responsible as we possibly can for the residents of Bolton and make sure that this town stays as awesome as it is, while making sure that we provide the services and the supports that our students need in the school system. So no, I appreciate the work you're all doing.
All right, thank you, sir. Then I guess I will entertain a vote on the motion on the floor at the moment. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Again, I'm not voting, so it does pass by all voting members present. So I guess the next item on the topic is to the ballot question. So we could get a number for what that should be. Somebody has their calculator. Is Jill going to get her calculator?
She wants to go get the book so you can pick the next date.
Oh, okay.
Let me go find the last question, which I brought with me, and we can just
take the number.
I just want somebody to check the math.
You said we're doing 20,000 again, yes?
Yeah. So the last question was for 26,351,982. So I guess that would make this question 26,331,982.
Correct.
So I will entertain a motion. If someone would read the question and make it a motion, including that dollar amount.
Copy.
So let me go and write that down.
Write it down so we can just read it in.
26,331,982. And I won't put my name to that until you read that. We all approve it.
Make a motion with the following. Shall the annual budget for the town of Bolton, Connecticut for the fiscal year 2026, as recommended by the Finance Committee, in the amount of $26,331,982 be adopted?
Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Rhea Klein. Any further discussion? Not seeing any online or in the rooms. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes unanimously by all voting members present. So I will sign this and make a copy and give this to our town clerk, and then we can proceed. So next item on the agenda, just buried under other paperwork, is we can discuss should the budget not pass again, and I would ask if we just can table that one until our next meeting if we need it, since we've already kind of beat that discussion to death. So I would talk about additional meetings. So since we're going to have our referendum again on August 12th, then I would suggest that we have the meeting on the 13th and we can pick the time for that.
Morning again?
Yeah, I'm flexible, so it's up to you.
It could
guys.
Be morning or evening. I don't care. I like to sleep a little bit after this stuff.
Yeah. And if we have it in the evening, then you won't have to take time out of work, right?
Would evening work better for folks in general?
I'll be on vacation. I could probably make an evening time work.
Amanda, evening or earlier, what works better for you?
At this point, anything.
There is a planning and zoning meeting in the evening on the 13th.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, it's 7:30.
So well, then that kind of makes it morning.
You want to do 10 o'clock again?
We can do later if it's easier for you guys.
No, 8 o'clock, 8:30, I'd rather be
sleeping. 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock is better.
Yeah.
It's just because that room got up to like 89 degrees, even with all the work that Jim Aldrich did. And it's just at the end of it, it's just really exhausting after you've been in that for 12 hours.
Did you know that the last three have followed the three heat waves that we've had? So I hope this not pretends that this next referendum we're having in the 90s.
So do you want to do 10 a.m., folks?
Yeah.
So we'll do 10 a.m. And then the other suggestion, too, that I would have is we do another meeting with the public, you know, next week probably. And I don't know if we want to try to avoid any concerts since we got some flack on that.
Good time to avoid that.
Well, Monday, there's meetings, and Tuesday is BOS. And then Wednesday, your concert. So how's Thursday? Unless you do it before.
I think that's really a Dave and Rodney question.
So Dave and Rodney.
I'm available Thursday night, the 7th.
Yeah.
Yep. What time do we find here?
Hold on. Oh, I'm here.
We're probably talking another public meeting, Rodney, and I guess we're talking, what, the 7th we were saying?
Yeah.
August 7th, and probably the same time we did previously was what, 5 to 7?
5 to 7, yep. Yep.
That works.
I'll make it work, yep.
Yeah.
Amanda?
I was going to say, can we make sure that we somehow put out to the public when the date that absentee ballots will be available? How those can be obtained?
The absentee ballots should be available pretty soon since we just agreed on, you know, the number. I can take this over to Liz. She has a template and she can put the absentee ballots together. And since I figured out how to do the ballots myself, program the machines, that's not an issue. And darts. Yeah, so she's all set after I hand this out. The only reason we got them out late the last time was the mistake we made in the question and having to redo it and needing a meeting for that. So these should be available tomorrow.
Amanda, we can put out a special. We can put out a special.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other meetings that we can think of we need to have? And we're not going to be acting on a mill rate, unfortunately, this time. So I guess I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll move.
It's a motion made by Robert Mora to adjourn. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Rio. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We are adjourned at... let's see, 10:54. Thank you, everyone.
Bye, have a good one.
Have a good day.
Bye.